Allison, I know that animal science students at Ohio State University are really benefiting from a program designed to strengthen the rural veterinary workforce. Can you talk a little bit about this program for us?
Yeah, we've had a mentoring program that had been previously referenced to as the early commitment program for a significant amount of years before. That's been led by some very strong faculty on both sides of both animal science and our College of Veterinary Medicine. And when the need for more rural large animal vets came about, we found some really good aspects of this program and really wanted to broadcast it more broadly, and renaming it the Large Animal Rural Veterinary Mentoring Program to just emphasize the idea that we're really trying to mentor these students that are interested in large animal and rural practice in how to be a large animal vet in today's world. So that program is now going to be, as always, within the OSU College in partnership with CFIS, and then also with Otterbein and with University of Findlay, and then we're also working with Wilmington as well. We do have a couple other partners that have reached out, and we're currently talking about if this kind of mentoring program would work for their program as well.
Allison, why is mentorship important in rural veterinary medicine?
Rural veterinary medicine can be kind of a lonely career at times, because historically the practice model was spending a lot of time in the truck, a lot of time on the road. And so the mentorship is important because you can have that time in the truck on the road to really discuss with somebody that has been in the program, the profession for a long time, about how to make the profession work for them. And that can include discussions on how to treat cases, how to treat herds, but it can also center on how to manage finances and how to work with your medical team members on the best ways to, say, get supplies ordered, and then of course the financial side and how to fit the profession into other life goals. So that mentorship within the truck or within the clinic is really invaluable for having students understand what this profession entails.
Can you talk more about the program and some of the pillars of interest, or maybe what students are experiencing when they're a part of the program?
Sure. So in the mentoring program, it's going to vary depending on which university and college we're partnering with, because each of these areas have different number of resources, different number of students interested in large animal and rural practice. So it's going to look a little different between institutions. But we think that the central tenets are to have mentorship both here at the Ohio State College of Veterinary Medicine when it comes to how to develop a comprehensive and competitive application to our program, and then also developing study tools that will allow them to succeed in this fairly rigorous veterinary curriculum. And I think another part of the mentorship aspect that we can do here on the OSU's campus is how to transition to maybe more of a rural lifestyle, to navigating your way around Columbus, which is a sizable city for a lot of these individuals that have been involved in these mentoring programs previously. On the institutional side, the mentoring is important in relation to finding those veterinarians that are out in practice still, that are out in the trucks or out in these clinics taking care of these individual animals or herds, to really give these students a real life example of what veterinary medicine looks like. So that partnership will hopefully allow for competitive applications to veterinary school. We'd love for these students to apply to OSU, but really we're just trying to get them a successful application to veterinary medicine and to keep them interested in rural practice and see how that's feasible for them.
Allison, how does this program in particular and mentorship as a whole help those within the rural communities across the state and honestly across the country that are currently facing some of those veterinarian shortages?
Sure. I think a big part of the mentorship program is again, just allowing these students to understand how people are doing this successfully in practice. When we ask the students after they graduate, what are the most important components that cause them to choose their place of employment, mentorship actually ranks the highest. Compensation is also important, and we all know that people in large animal rural practice make less money on average than those staying in urban environments with just companion animal medicine. So some of the business side, the financial side of the mentorship is just really critical to make sure that these individuals are solvent in their chosen profession. And then also, if they're coming in with that competitive application, then they're going to be more competitive for scholarships. And we're really proud to say that we're offering, last year we offered $1 million just related to Protect Ohio with this large animal rural mentoring mission, not just within the program, but in the mission in general. And we're going to be able to do that again in 2027. And so these students with holistic applications, holistic experiences, are more competitive for those scholarships within the veterinary program.